to around 30, and winds out of the east at around 5 miles an hour. Friday, sunshine, with high temperatures in the upper 50s, and east winds around 5 miles an hour. Friday night, showers, with a low temperature in the mid-30s. Saturday, chance of rain, with high temperatures in the mid-50s and light northeast winds. And for Sunday, lots of sun, with highs in the upper 50s. That's a look at your latest forecast. I'm meteorologist Ray Miller in the Weatherology Weather Center.
Rainbow Communications has been serving Northeast Kansas for over 70 years, providing dependable phone, internet, and technology solutions to homes and businesses. Our expanding network offers internet speeds to fit your needs, perfect for remote work, streaming, or online learning, local support, affordable plans, and reliable service, all from a team that lives and works in your community. Call 800-892-0163 for more information. Rainbow Communications, your local connection. Online at rainbowtel.net.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
After a little bit of a swift timeout, thanks so much for hanging with us. If you are still a part of us here tonight, KNZA 103.9, if you're locked in on the Sabetha channel as well, courtesy of MSC Sports, we appreciate you as well. Logan Bitterman and crew alongside Brandon, Megan here on KNZA. Again, it was all Jeff West in the girls' game tonight, 62-39, getting set for our boys' contest. Logan, we touched up on it before we went to that little bit of a break. Expecting a great game tonight, two teams fairly evenly matched, records fairly even, and we talk about records, we just looked at it. This is a big game tonight when we're looking at postseason standings.
Yeah, I just pulled it up there for you, Brandon, and we kind of looked at it, and right now, Jeff West with the better record by one game at 11-6, and the Sabetha boys has 10 wins. You know, you look at this game, and if you're the Sabetha boys, obviously you definitely want to win this game because it moves you in terms of your bracket. Right now, they'd still be the same spots as far as seeding, regardless, but it could determine on which bracket you're going to play in because Sabetha would, one, have the head-to-head, and two, they'd move over them because they have the same record, so that head-to-head would definitely factor in to that. So this is a big matchup between these two teams, more than we thought originally.
Yeah, it's going to be a lot of fun here tonight. Excited to bring you the boys' game here. Let's dive through the starting lineups here, and then we'll get patriotic with it before the opening tip-off. Let's start with Jeff West, the road team per usual. They are 11-6 overall, 5-3 in the league. Now, last season when these two teams played, Sabetha won the matchup in dominant fashion, 70-29, but this Tigers team, four consecutive wins since a stretch prior where they had lost four of five. So the Tigers playing some good ball right now. It starts with Evan Payne in the backcourt, a freshman guard averaging 4 points, three rebounds a game. Transfer Reese Hackett, the junior, averaging 10 points and two rebounds a game. Jason Payne, a returning starter from a year ago, the senior forward, 14 points and eight rebounds a game. You also got junior Max Tuck, 8 points, three rebounds a game. And the lengthy forward down low, Brody Schwinn, the junior, 14 points, 6 rebounds, 4 assists, and 4 steals a game as well under head coach Joe Smith in his fifth season at the helm. So again, Evan Payne, Reese Hackett, Jason Payne, Max Tuck, and Brody Schwinn for the Tigers at 11-6. For Josh Wartenberger, third-year head coach for the Sabetha Blue Jays, their record is 10-7 and 5-3 in the league. Cole Menold, 5'9", senior point guard, 10 points, nearly 4 rebounds a game. Charlie Lukert, also in the backcourt, 5'9", senior, at 6.5 points per game. Reed Mitchell, 6'3", senior forward, about 6 points and 4 rebounds a game. 6'2", junior swing, Jack Frazee, 8.8 points and 3.2 rebounds a game. And then Micah Lang, the 6'2", junior, leading scorer and rebounder for the Blue Jays, 13.2 points and 6.9 rebounds per game. So again, for the Blue Jays, a record of 10-7. Cole Minold, Charlie Lukerts, Reed Mitchell, Jack Frazee, and Michael Lang. The opening tip-off is coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Are you tired of cooking? Need a place to unwind with great friends, cold drinks, and food that hits the spot? Then you gotta head down to Sidelines Bar and Grill. We're talking juicy burgers, crispy wings, fresh salads, and all of your favorite of grub served up with a smile. Catch the game on our big screen. Challenge your buddies to some pool, or just relax with a cold one after a long day. From game nights to just a great weeknight out, Sidelines is the place to go for good times and good company. Sidelines Bar and Grill, your spot for sports, food, and fun.
Since 1996, R&S Maintenance Service has been a leader in industrial manufacturing, support, and repair in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, equipment removal and installation, and dumpster service, R&S Maintenance Service is a proud supporter of local student athletes. Visit online at rnsmaintenance.com or stop by off K4 Highway since 1996 in Meriden.
KMTS in Sabetha is a family-owned trucking company with over 65 years of history. They treat their drivers like family, offering competitive benefits and a strong support system. With more than 200 skilled drivers, they safely transport over 50,000 flatbed loads a year across the Midwest and Southeast. Your success matters to them. They provide the best conditions possible, and the rest is up to you. KMTS is hiring CDLA flatbed professional drivers. Apply online at KMTS.com. KM Trucking in Sabetha, we make it happen.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel, Jeff West in town tonight to take on the Blue Jays. Our boys game about set to get going. Our opening tip-off brought to you by Bob Schwartz Financial in Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. All right, Logan, again, we expect a tightly contested matchup. Obviously, postseason implications on the line with these two records for both teams very similar. What are you looking forward to in this game tonight?
Just a good, hard-fought game. Hopefully, kind of let them play a little bit. Obviously, you don't want to let it get out of hand, but you don't want to, you know, make the game every little tiny thing gets called. So you just want to have a really good game here, and hopefully it's a fun one down to the very end.
Yeah, expecting a good one. Boys game underway. And again, Jeff West, the opening possession from right to left. A beautiful offensive set, but missing the shot, taking it away, putting it right back up and in was Jason Payne. So after a rebound inside off a miss, it was taken away. And an early turnover leading to the Tigers' first bucket, 2-0, 25 seconds in. And right back up the floor from left to right, the Blue Jays are going to turn it over. On their first possession tonight, it was Charlie Lukert trying to go baseline and just caught that out-of-bounds stripe. And Jeff West, a bucket and a stop back into the front court, 30 seconds in, a 2-0 lead. Sabetha defensively giving it up 51 points per game. Here's a floater, no good. Schwinn rejected at the rim. A good play after a Jason Payne offensive rebound. That block shot was by Jack Frazee. So 2-0 our score. Back door, Michael Lang, a little hard dribble, fading away. Can't get it to go up close. Gets the deflection in his own rebound, and then he throws it away. Michael Lang giving it away. Second turnover. Here's a three in transition. It's off the front rim, but a long rebound for Evan Payne. Hackett will try straight away. Nearly banked it in from downtown. And another offensive rebound for Brody Schwinn. Third opportunity here for the Tigers. An early 2-0 lead they were looking for. A pass inside, Jason Payne was underneath, and his younger brother Evan missed him on that pass, and Jeff West turning it over for the first time here tonight. It's a 2-0 lead for the Tigers. We played a minute 15 in this opening quarter. Sabetha 6-2 over their last eight games. Their only losses in that stretch to Silver Lake and Ottawa, as another steal here for Jeff West, and going right to the rim, a 2-on-1 break, easy bucket, Dash Hackett. The junior is on the board, and a 4-0 start here for Jeff West on the road. Here's Charlie Lukert in the left corner. Finally, the Blue Jays can settle in for an offensive possession here. Tigers got good length, extending out a 1-3-1 zone defense right now near midcourt. Looking for a pass in the left corner. Evan Payne stuck his foot out a little bit, kicked it out of play. The Tigers will still be on the defensive side. No shot clock here at Sabetha. Played about 2 minutes, trying to go over the top, dump it to the right side corner with Charlie Lukert. They go inside Lang, fighting through, flips a tough one up, no good. Second chance opportunity by Frazee, he had it knocked away. And here come the Tigers, trying to get up the floor quickly off the window. It's banked in, soft touch. It's Brody Schwinn, and a 6-0 start here for the Tigers on the road, 2-plus minutes in. Well, defense leading to offense. Blue Jays already four turnovers. Make it five. No, it's out of bounds. Last touch by Hackett. Spoke too soon there as it was knocked out of bounds by Hackett. Lang was driving in from the baseline left. So the Sabetha team will throw it underneath. A little bit of a tough start. Down 6-0. Blue Jays average 55 points a game. Tigers give it up at 55 points a game. So here's Cole Menold, right side three, and the Blue Jays on the board. Nothing but nylon. 27% downtown shooter, the senior Cole Menold. And the Blue Jays are on the board. They're down 6-3 at 5.5 minutes to go here in the first. Here's Max Tuck up top, right side to Brody Schwinn. A lot of these guys part of the outstanding football season for the Tigers, making a run to the quarterfinals, but there is a whistle and a foul off in this shot. It's going against Jeff West. And the first foul going against Jason Payne. So the Blue Jays down 6-3 on the board. Not quite 3 minutes in. Now the Tigers, a little bit of pressure here. In the full court, and beating the press was Jack Frazee. What a dime up the floor. About a 45-foot pass on the money. And a 5-0 spurt here for the Blue Jays. They're down 6-5. Blue Jays going man-to-man, switching all screens on the perimeter here. Here's Schwinn, a little bit more right side on the wing, now dribbles into the corner, fakes the handoff to his younger brother, Evan. Evan gets it right here. Now back up top, it's Max Tuck. He'll angle right, fake the handoff, now tries to give it back to Brody Schwinn, had it knocked away on the right wing. Here's a little give and go, pull up, Jason Payne from the free throw line, hit the rim about four times and fell off, fighting for the rebound. And corralling it, getting it up and in is Brody Schwinn underneath through traffic. So a second chance bucket makes it 8-5 Tigers at 4:20 to go here in the first. Here's a skip pass far side. Cole Menold now on the wing. Skips it near side to Reed Mitchell. One dribble left over the top to Lukert. Extra pass into the corner. Menold driving to the rack off the window for two. It is Cole Menold who's got an early 5 spot here. And it's 8-7, Jeff West, 4 minutes in, 4 to go here in this opening quarter. Good pace, good action, good student section here for the Blue Jays tonight here at home. Right now on the dribble, Brody Schwinn losing it up top, and he's bumped and fouled. It'll be the first Blue Jay foul here in tonight's game, and this one going against Jack Frazee. So Jeff West scored the first 6. Blue Jays came back with 5 straight. And we've traded basket since then, 8-7 Jeff West, with the possession underneath.
Yeah, and Brandon, last Friday at Rossville, all 5 starters who are currently on the floor for Sabetha were all in double-digit scoring against the Bulldogs.
That was a 66-63 win at Rossville last Friday. You mentioned up big in the first half. Rossville chipped away, and Blue Jays had to hold on for that win. Here's Hackett, baseline drive, all too easy with the right hand on the left side of the floor. Reese Hackett, his second basket, he's got 4. 10-7, Jeff West by a triple right in the paint, and there's an easy one for Jack Frazee. He has got 4. Trading baskets once again, 10-9 Tigers, 3:20 to go in the first quarter.
And I just said it, double-digit scoring for all 5 starters. Jack Frazee led it with 15.
Just a balanced effort, a little give and go here. Free throws coming for Jeff West. A little two-man game on the right side of the floor. They get the foul on Jack Frazee. That's a tough one. That is quickly his second. And that'll get our first sub in for both teams. And the first free throw short, missed by Jason Payne. Their first free throws tonight for Jeff West. So we'll see Kyson Wurtenberger, the sophomore. And also Brixton Schwinn, the freshman, into the game for the Tigers as Jason Payne knocks in the second free throw. And he goes 1-for-2. He's got 3. 11-9. Tigers by a deuce. 3:10 to go in this opening quarter. Diving in from the right wing. Now it's found itself into the corner now with Menold on a baseline drive. He's caught on a defensive play by Hackett. Now he throws it into the backcourt, and that's going to be a turnover once it's picked up by Reed Mitchell. Great defense down low by Reese Hackett to force that errant pass across the midcourt line. 5 early turnovers here for the Blue Jays. Tigers will throw it in with Hackett. Trying to go back door. Reed Mitchell got a hand on it. He took it away. Second turnover for Jeff West. Middle, the little sidestep. Flips it up. Can he get it to go? No, he can't. Boy, a tough finish in traffic. Couldn't get it to go. And a rebound by Brixton Schwinn. Immediately taken away. And then blocked at the rim was Reed Mitchell. Frantic pace here. Now a three right side for Jeff West. This one's high off the rim. Reed Mitchell the rebound. That one missed by Max Tuck in the right corner. So still a two-point game for Jeff West. Here's Lang. Dumps it down. Wartenberger with the easy basket left side of the floor. Tell you what. I think Sabetha should be excited about Kyson Wartenberger, yeah. The sophomore. He's got good length, good athleticism, and a key contributor off the bench. We're deadlocked at 11 apiece, 2:08 to go in the first. Here's Hackett trying to fight through a double at the free throw line. Good sportsmanship. Wartenberger helping him off the deck. And a foul called against the Blue Jays. This will be on the floor. Team foul number 3, I believe. That is the case. And the first on Reed Mitchell. Carson Wellman, the junior, checking in the first time. Brody Schwinn as well, back on the floor for the Tigers. Taking the spot of Max Tuck and also Jason Payne. Evan Payne also back in as well. So you got multiple Paynes, multiple Schwinns on the roster for Jeff West. 6 minutes in, 2 to go in this first quarter. 11-11, we're all tied up. Here's Evan Payne, the freshman. Back up top it goes, Brody Schwinn. Right back to Evan in the corner for three. This one not there. Fighting for the rebound. Tipped underneath. Wartenberger has it for Sabetha. And he puts his head down and dribbles up the floor. And he pulls up from the elbow. This one missing off the left rim. Tipped in the air. And still tipped around, but finally brought down by Brody Schwinn. He'll bring it into the front court from right to left. Short corner shot. Might have been partially blocked. Not a good look there for the Tigers. Here's Michael Lang on the board and clearing it away up to Cole Minold. Under 90 seconds to go in the first quarter. Deadlocked at 11 here in the boys' game. Here's Lang in the left corner. Skips it right side. Wartenberger open three. Bottoms. Kyson Wartenberger off the bench with 5 early points. And the Blue Jays have the lead at 14-11. Just north of a minute to go in this first quarter. Here's the freshman Evan Payne into the front court here. The younger brother of Jason has it on the dribble. Picks it up. Top of the key. Now Brody Schwinn a touch. Working on the dribble left. Spins back in the lane. Right-handed floater. Teardrop good. Tough finish. Brody Schwinn, his third basket already. He's got 6 here in the quarter. 14-13 Sabetha. 44 seconds to go in this first quarter. Blue Jays back up the floor in a one-point lead. Here's Lukert. Now Mendel the touch. A little shaded more to his left. Now Wartenberger closed out quickly by Brixton Schwinn. Right side of the floor, it's Ryder Smith who's into the game here for the Blue Jays. 27 seconds. Here's a backdoor. Mendel looking for Lukert. He lost it. Picked it up. Floats it away. Can't make the shot. Fading away with the right hand. Rebound cleared away by Brixton Schwinn. And Jeff West, 17 seconds to go. Down one. Can play for the final shot here in the opening quarter. They're going to run it down. 8 seconds. Up top it goes. Brixton Schwinn. Now short corner. It is Brody. Shot. No. Rims out. Rebound Lang. Shot up near half court, just a touch short from about 70 feet to end the quarter. But back and forth we go in this boys' game, and we're at the end of the first quarter, and a good one so far through 8 minutes. The Blue Jays 14, the Tigers 13. Second quarter coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey everybody, Bart here at Farm and City Supply in Fall City. Tired of winter? Yeah, me too, but guess what? It ain't going anywhere yet. Come on in and check out our Sunfire heaters, Carhartt clothes, dry shod boots, Milwaukee power tools. If you need to cut a little wood, we got a great selection of steel chainsaws. But if you're thinking spring, hey, we can cover you there too. Rec-Tec grills, got great line of sprayers, sprayer supplies, hoses, Banjo fittings, pumps, you name it. We're ready for you.
At your friendly Farm and City Supply.
Before you look online, please shop local first. Hi, I'm Tanya Bardo with the Farmers State Bank in Houlton. We're thrilled and excited to be honored with the Outstanding Corporate Donor Small Business Award from the Topeka Chapter of the Association of Fundraising Professionals for our giving back to the community. Support local, live local, bank local, and shop local so we all grow together.
That's what I like about Farmers State Bank
in Houlton, member FDIC.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. Boys game, good action, good pace here in this first quarter of play. It is a 14-13 Sabetha lead here at home. They have the opening possession here in this second quarter of action. They go left to right on the offensive touch in the first half of play. Here is a tough shot fading away. Getting his own rebound was Cole Menold. And somehow fortunate for the Blue Jays to salvage that one. Tigers could have been out and running the other direction. Here's Luker, tough fading away, left block, halfway down and out. Rebound for Brody Schwinn, and the Tigers get a stop on their opening possession. Here they work up the floor with Max Tuck, and up top to Brody Schwinn, right back to Tuck on the right wing. And they're going to get an offensive foul here called against Jeff West on an illegal screen. It's going against Carson Wellman. Third turnover against the Tigers. Sabetha gets it back, so both teams missing opportunities on their first offensive possessions of the second quarter. So still 14-13 Blue Jays, 40 seconds into this second period. Down the middle, it's Cole Menold, left side pass. This is Reed Mitchell wanting a back door. Missing that opportunity on the cut, dribbles into the corner, back to Wurtenberger, high left. Man-to-man defense right now for the Tigers, road black uniforms, Blue Jays in the home whites. Here's a baseline drive, good, pass into the corner, Wurtenberger a three, it's a little bit short on the line drive, cleared away by Jeff West and Jason Payne. 70 seconds gone by, second quarter, still looking for our first points of this second 8 minutes, 14-13 Blue Jays, Tigers with it, here's Tuck, little screen and roll for Payne, down low, missing the shot, Brody Schwinn, tried to tip up and in, couldn't do so, and it's cleared away by Wurtenberger and the Blue Jays. 90 seconds into the second quarter, still 14-13 Sabetha. Working up high with it, around a screen, getting the handoff. Cole Menold diving in, out of bounds underneath. Kind of an awkward play. Jacoby Jackman couldn't save it from going out of bounds. And the Blue Jays quickly bring in Ian Dieters and also back in Micah Lang as well. Six turnovers here in the first half for the Blue Jays. Tigers working into the front court from right to left. Game on KMZA tonight, once again presented by Rainbow Communications. Here's a pass deflected, out of bounds underneath, good defense, Tigers will keep it. 6:12 to go in the half, still 14-13 Blue Jays. Jason Payne to throw it in, left side of his own backboard, dumps it up top. Now left side on the wing, Brody Schwinn, a post touch, here's Jason Payne, kicks out into the corner with Tuck. Dribbles back top of the circle, right side of the floor with Evan Payne. And now, a free throw line touch for Brody Schwinn. He is bumped and fouled. That one going against Ian Dieters, who just checked in his first. Reese Hackett checking back in here for Jeff West. He'll take the spot of Carson Wellman. So 2 minutes in to this second quarter. And still looking for our first points of the second quarter. Up top it goes, Evan Payne, the freshman, looking for Hackett. Tough pass through traffic, but Hackett gathering. Now on a cut in the paint. Here's Brody Schwinn, back down to the wing. Now in the corner with Hackett, diving in, lost it, and out of bounds. We'll say last touch by the Blue Jays. It's just such a different game, Logan, without the shot clock.
Yeah, it really is. It's definitely different. Obviously, you know, when you have the shot clock, and then you go to a school that doesn't have it, you play to the shot clock rhythm, whereas, you know, a team like Sabetha, you can kind of say, hey, we can play to our rhythm.
Well, in the middle of the shot clock conversation, a steal for Sabetha and a two-on-one break. Reed Mitchell finishing at the rim, 16-13 Blue Jays by three. First points of the second quarter. Hackett right back up the floor, diving in from the baseline left. He'll kiss one in off the window for two. Hackett now with six. Back-to-back buckets, one on each side, 16-15 Blue Jays. And now a soft floater from the right elbow missing, short by Lang. Rebound for Hackett, and Jeff West down one can retake the lead about 3 minutes into the second quarter. Jayden Myers checked into the game here as well for the Blue Jays. Blocking foul is going to be called. They'll get Menold here on the perimeter. Second team foul for the Blue Jays here in the second. Charlie Luker right back in here for the Blue Jays, taking the spot of Cole Menold, who just picked up his first foul. Blue Jays 16, Tigers 15. Expected a good one here tonight in the boys' game. We have that through about 11 minutes of action. Here's Hackett handing off to Tuck left side. He'll dribble around the arc. Now a cut. Here's Schwinn in the lane. Left side. Good pass. Hackett open for three. Book it. Reese Hackett, 9 here in the first half. And Jeff West retakes the lead. It is 18-16. 4:43 to go until the half. That was a great offensive set there. And Hackett, a wide open three. He buried it. Here's Lukert left side, up top it goes to Dieters, right side to Mitchell. Started by Hackett, going to work, gets underneath, gets to the rack, missed the layup. Dieter's fighting for the rebound inside, and he lost it, and it's a turnover by the Blue Jays. Maybe could have been a foul call there, but no whistle. The Tigers up two with the possession, approaching the halfway point of the second quarter. Oh, what a find by Hackett. Left wing to right block, a dart of a pass. Hackett the assist. Schwinn an easy two. He's got eight, and the lead at four for Jeff West at 20-16 at the halfway part here of the second quarter. Halfway portion, I should say. That might have been well better said, but Reed Mitchell up the floor right on the right block. Gets a two right back to make it 20-18. Reed Mitchell now four in the game. Good pace here. Left side three. That's going to be well short. Fighting for the rebound underneath, and it's going to be last touch by Jeff West. Jason Payne was fighting for that rebound with Charlie Lukert, and the Blue Jays get it back as Cole Middle checks back into the game for Ian Dieters. 20-18, Tigers by a deuce. 3:44, clock moving south, second quarter. Sabetha into the front court. Here's Michael Lang. Tigers going right back to that extended 1-3-1 zone defense. And it's knocked away. That's going to be a steal taken away by Brody Schwinn. Can he go coast to coast? Lukert knocked it away. It is out of bounds and back to the Blue Jays. What a play defensively by Charlie Lukert when it looked like Brody Schwinn was maybe going to have an easy bucket in transition. So saving a bucket there, Charlie Lukert averages nearly two steals a game. Not a steal on that, but a deflection there. Blue Jays back into the front court. Here's Lukert. Now Middled in the corner. Nice ball fake. Baseline drive. All to the right block. Too easy. Middled the assist. Jayton Meyer is in the book. His first deuce tonight. We're tied at 20. 3:05 to go. First half of play. Here's Max Tuck. Now Brody Schwinn left corner. Back to Tuck on the wing. Looking towards his sideline to get the play call. Curling around the arc is Schwinn. A one-handed pass to Hackett. Thought about a right side three. Instead, they find it on the block here to Schwinn, and there's a bump and a foul going against Sabetha. Team foul number three against the Blue Jays. And it's Jayton Meyer who just had that bucket on the other end. He'll pick up his first foul. Reed Mitchell out. Kyson Wurtenberger back in for Sabetha. We're tied at 20. 2:48 to go until the half. Hackett to throw it in. Right side of his basket. Dumping it down. Schwinn missed the shot. Boy, he had a good look, and it's finally cleared away by Sabetha, and a foul against the Tigers. It was somewhat contested, but Schwinn had a pretty darn good look. Left side block, but couldn't get it to go, and now we get a whistle and a timeout. That foul on Brody Schwinn, his first. And we get that timeout called by Jeff West. I didn't see if it was a full or a 30.
I'm going to say 30 because normally if it's a full,
maybe
Coach
Wurtenberger
will have him sitting down.
Okay, so a 30-second timeout. We'll keep it right here. Of course, timeouts on KMZA brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So kind of what we expected here, Logan. Tightly contested, two fairly evenly matched teams, multiple ties, multiple lead changes. 2:43 to go in the half, a 20-20 tie.
Yeah, you look at the first quarter, Brandon. It was 14-13. So far in the second quarter, Sabetha's only scored 6 points. Jeff West just 7. Here in the second quarter. So kind of staying true to that first quarter. Again, we talked about it. This game means a lot for both of these teams, especially right towards the end of the season, but especially right now because, again, the winner, you know, as far as sub-state standings and also in the Big East League.
Out of the timeout, Blue Jays with the possession into the front court, left to right. Cole Menold off to Lukert. Stuttering with the dribble right side of the floor. Hands it off to Wurtenberger right there. Guarded by Max Tuck. Picks it up top of the key. Right side to Lukert. Now in the corner. Baseline drive. Michael Lang a little up. Missed the shot off the pump fake. And a whistle and a foul. And free throws coming here for Michael Lang. The little pump fake after the baseline drive. He'll get two freebies. And it's Brody Schwinn picking up his second foul. And Jeff West, team foul number three in the second quarter. So here's Michael Lang, leading scorer and rebounder for the Blue Jays coming into tonight. Knocks in the first free throw, gets his first point tonight, averaging 13.2 points, 6.9 rebounds a game. And you see the jump he made, Logan, from his sophomore to junior season. Last year averaged 5 points, 3 rebounds, but again, his junior season, leading scorer and rebounder, for the Blue Jays entering tonight. He makes both free throws and a 22-20 Blue Jays advantage.
Well, Brandon, you and I called that game Sabetha St. Mary's first round of sub-state last year in St. Mary's.
Went to overtime.
Mitchell Kramer had a really good game for the Blue Jays, but Michael Lane, really, that was his coming out game
it
there.
Was, yeah.
And he just did phenomenal as a sophomore.
Yeah, he's picked it up and blown up on the scene. Could be an all-league performance for Michael Lang as Jeff West turns it over. Here's a left side three. Speaking of Michael Lang, he heard us talking about him. He said, why not I just add to that as he buries a left side three, and it's a 5-0 run for the Blue Jays. 25-20 Sabetha, south of 2 minutes to go in the half. Up top it goes. Jason Payne dumped down to Tuck. His shot rejected by Wurtenberger. Numbers here for the Blue Jays. Here's Luker. It's a three. No, it was halfway down and out. Evan Payne the rebound. Boy, the Blue Jays had numbers but couldn't convert. Tigers back into the front court, down five. A minute 25 to go in the half. Here's Max Tuck picking it up left wing. Back up top to Hackett. Right side to Evan Payne. Into the corner with Brixton Schwinn. Back up to Hackett here up top. Down to a minute 13. Short corner left it goes. Now Tuck in the corner. Gets around a defender. Trying to find Payne. Back to Tuck. Here's a left side three. Rattles out. Tipped up. And a rebound for Reed Mitchell. And Sabetha pushing the pace here in the front court with a five-point lead. A minute to go here in the first half. Lang, left block. Probably should have went up instead, waiting on the defender. But even after the hesitation, Michael Lang, another two. All seven of his points here in the second quarter. It's a 7-0 run for the Blue Jays. Their largest lead at 27-20. 41 seconds and counting until the half. Here's Hackett, a little one-on-one, gets to the lane right down the middle. He floats it up and in. Hackett stops that 7-0 run up the Blue Jays, 27-22. Blue Jays a five-point lead, could play for the final shot with 25 seconds to go. Hackett 11 to lead Jeff West here in the first half. A little bit more balanced for the Blue Jays side. Michael Lang leading with 7. 14 seconds near midcourt. Cole Middle on the dribble, guarded by Evan Payne. Picks it up between the rings. Now right side on the wing. It's Mitchell down to 6 seconds. Waiting for someone. Reed Mitchell turning into a double, trying to force a shot, but I think he was actually trying to dump it down to Lang, so this foul should be on the floor. And checking that foul, a couple bodies in there. They get Brixton Schwinn. Oh, correct that. Thought they said 14. It's Jason Payne with his second. Final 2 seconds here, though. Can we get a shot up? It's Colmenald at the buzzer from the left corner. It's long, no good. And that takes us to the halftime break. So a 7-0 run late by the Blue Jays. Stopped by a Reese Hackett deuce late. And the Blue Jays here at home, a good game as we expected. Leading the Tigers 27-22 here at the halftime break. Our halftime show coming your way next. Brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. Online, highlandcc.edu. We're back after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
As you plan for the upcoming crop year, you are reminded of how much is riding on your bottom line. Can you afford to have anything but the best multi-apparel and crop hail protection? Go with the best. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca. Beth and Nate Dieters are the right agents with your best interest at heart. Hurry, spring sales closing date is March 15th. Ease your mind. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca for the protection you need. 785-334-CROP. That's 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance, an equal opportunity provider.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Stop by Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca for an ice-cold fountain drink and delicious soft-serve ice cream. You can have a cone, a dish, a pint, a quart, or a half gallon of fresh soft-serve ice cream. Leonard's Deli on Highway 36 in Seneca. Ice cream has never tasted better.
Helena Agri Enterprises in Centralia, Seneca, Bern, and Home City are driven by the success of our customers. Founded in 1957, we've grown to be one of the nation's foremost agricultural and specialty formulators. Our crop protection products, fertilizer, and application services are just a few of the things we do to help our customers succeed. Put our local people to work for you. Call or see us at Helena Agri Enterprises in Seneca, Centralia, Bern, and Home City.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network, our boys game at the half. Expected a tightly contested matchup, and that is certainly what we got here, Logan, between Jeff West and the Sabetha Blue Jays. A 14-13 Blue Jays advantage after one, but a 13-9 advantage for the home team in white, and a 27-22 Blue Jays halftime lead. Your assessment on what we saw between two fairly evenly matched teams.
Yeah, we talked about it. These two teams going in this one, on paper we thought this could be a really, really fun matchup. And we kind of alluded to that. And then we looked at the standings again in the sub-state, and you look, they're right there with each other. If Sabetha wins, they have the head-to-head, that same record. They move ahead of Jeff West. Jeff West wins their two games ahead of Sabetha. So that right there means a lot more to the stakes of this game. And you look at it, 14-13, a one-point game at the end of the first quarter, and then it kind of looked like Jeff West maybe kind of get going in the second quarter. They got up, and then Sabetha just said, we're going to flip that, and then boom, now they have a five-point lead at the half. Now, again, Sabetha boys last week against Rossville, Brandon, up 15 at halftime, only wound up winning that game by three. So this game is definitely going to go down to the final.
Yeah, you mentioned that late run in that first half by Sabetha, a 7-0 spurt. They were up 27-20 in the final minute, but Reese Hackett got a deuce. Led Jeff West with 11 in that first half to stop that run to get it to 27-22. That's where we stand right now at the halftime break. Again, they're acknowledging the 1981 boys basketball team, the first ever Blue Jays boys basketball team to place at the state tournament. So good stuff there. Let's go through some of the first half numbers here. Is Sabetha again leading it by 5, 27-22. A little bit balanced on the scoring department for the Blue Jays. Michael Lang, 7 in that first half, actually all 7 in the second quarter. They got 5 apiece from Cole Menold and Kyson Wurtenberger, 4 apiece from Reed Mitchell and Jack Frazee. They also got 2 points from Jayton Meyer off the bench. Blue Jays, 8 turnovers, 13 rebounds. They were 2 of 2 at the line, and they knocked down 3 threes. For Jeff West, as we mentioned, Reese Hackett leading the way with 11, 8 in the first half from Brody Schwinn, and then the other 3 from senior Jason Payne. So only 3 players tallying up those 22 points for the Tigers in the first half. They had 6 turnovers, 12 rebounds. They were 1 of 2 at the line, and they knocked down 1 from the outside. Get our stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services, that's Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or any K-Tax Services in Whiting, Jacob Yingst, and Courtney Brockoff. We'll continue our halftime coverage right after this here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Alexis from Rainbow's Youth Advisory Council. Scammers are getting sneakier every day. Think you can spot a fishy scam? One bad click could cost your info. We've got quick tips to help you stay one step ahead. Visit rainbowtel.net and learn how to protect yourself. It's your data. Let's keep it that way with help from Rainbow.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
Kellerman Insurance is proud to be celebrating 60 years in business. We understand that insurance may not be the most exciting thing to pay for, but it's important to have a safety net in case of unexpected events. It's comforting to know that you have an agency that can guide you through the process and empathize with your situation when the time comes that you need to use it. With the changes happening in the insurance industry, now is the most important time to be with an independent agency that has many companies and options to offer. Give us a call or stop by. We would love to chat. You can also check us out online at Kellerman Insurance. insurance.com.
Berwick Oil Company, proud to serve ag producers in Kansas, Nebraska, and Missouri. Since 1928, when a group of farmers wanted to buy fuel at discount prices, Berwick has expanded to meet the needs of customers. Bulk deliveries available throughout the area, selling lubricants, fuel, propane, and diesel, and operating Synex fuel and convenience stores in Sabetha, Hiawatha, and Troy, Kansas. Berwick Oil also has a distribution location in Stella and Humboldt, Nebraska, and is the area's premier oil company, offering contracts and services year-round. Contact Berwick Oil Company, where you, the customer, are the owner.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
A little bit of an extended halftime break here at Sabetha tonight, again honoring the 1981 boys basketball team, first ever to place at the state tournament. So a little bit of an extended halftime, again brought to you by Highland Community College. Logan and Cruz, Sabetha Channel, Megan and Brandon here on KNZA. Get you some girls' finals from earlier tonight across northeast Kansas, starting with a couple of finals in the Big East. Of course, Jeff West winning our first game tonight over the Blue Jays, 62-39. Hiawatha, they survived at Holton. They rallied late, forced overtime, and the Redhawks staying a game back in the loss column of Silver Lake atop the standings. Redhawks winning at Holton in overtime, 76-69. Rossville gave it to Royal Valley tonight, 63-37. Again, these are girls' scores and finals from earlier tonight. Also in the Northeast Kansas League, Troy defeated Pleasant Ridge, 68-29. Oskaloosa, a home winner over Jefferson County North, that final 50-33. We'll take another timeout, get you ready for the start of the second half of the boys' game with Sabetha leading it 27-22. Don't go anywhere. Second half coverage coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Cody Ireland with Ice Automotive, just south of Holton.
Welcome to Ice Automotive, your destination for top-notch automotive care.
Cody, what do you guys specialize in?
Specializing in light and medium diesel repairs. We excel in stock trailer wiring and repairs, alignment services, tire solutions, and more. Your one-stop, full-service shop for all your automotive needs. Trust us for expert care and reliable service. Let Ice Automotive keep you rolling smoothly on the road.
Visit iceautomotivellc.com or call 364-2871 to schedule your appointment today.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too, from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy, located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville is the premier trailer dealer in northeast Kansas, serving all of the Midwest. If you need a stock trailer, a cargo trailer, a utility trailer, they have them all. Visit BlueValleyTrailers.com or call 785-363-2224 today.
The Pines of Holton is hiring compassionate and dedicated CMA and CNA professionals to join our team. Hi, this is Nikki. If you're passionate about providing exceptional care to our residents and want to work in a supportive, friendly environment, we'd love to hear from you. We offer competitive pay, a great work atmosphere, and opportunities for growth. Apply today and become a valued member of the Pines of Holton family. At the Pines of Holton, it's our family caring for yours.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Denison State Bank is here to help local businesses. From sole proprietors to storefront shops, we have the money to loan and the expertise to share. Our digital auto books lets local businesses receive card and ACH payments within their online banking.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
This is Smokin' Joe, and you know I love to talk grills. At Metro Appliance in Sunica, we've got the best Louisiana grills, Napoleon grills, Primo grills. We even got Gosney pizza ovens. You can cook a pizza in 30 seconds. And plenty of new items just waiting to fire up your backyard. Whether you're searing steaks, smoking ribs, or flipping burgers, Mitchell Appliance has all the smoking hot deals to match your flavor. And remember, when you buy from us, you're never on your own. Because at Mitchell Appliance in Seneca, we service what we sell.
The answer is yes, SBS.
Your homeowner's insurance covers a lot, but some valuable items may need individualized protection. Jewelry, e-bikes, antique toys, firearms, computers, and even special gifts can often be scheduled on your homeowner's policy. At SBS Insurance, we help make sure what matters most is properly insured. Call or stop by today for a quick coverage review and peace of mind.
SBS Insurance, the home team. The answer is yes.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
All right, getting ready to start the second half. Our boys' game tonight in Sabetha. Blue Jays leading Jeff West in Big East League play. It is 27-22. Megan Sturton in studio, Brandon Tadman with you. We got Logan and crew on the Sabetha channel as well. So if you're chilling at the house on what was a pretty nice day in almost mid-February, of course the weather is looking to brighten things up here over the next week, but expecting a good second half here, Logan. Sabetha, again, a five-point lead. What's kind of the takeaway from the first half and the expectations for the second half here tonight?
Well, for Sabetha, we've kind of seen it by both teams. But at least on Sabetha's side, just keep doing what you were doing, and that's getting the ball worked inside and just getting easy baskets down low, see if we can't maybe get some more fouls here in the second half. Jeff West, they've done, pretty much all five players on the court have done a phenomenal job passing the ball. Just dime after dime on offense. You know, you look at both of these teams, again, we talked about how big of a matchup this is for Sabetha. You definitely want to win this game because your next game is Perry, who always gives you a tough battle. Then you got Hiawatha next week, who already kind of blew the doors off of you the first time around here on your court. You got to go to them next Tuesday. So you definitely want to win this game.
Well, Jeff West had the opening possession from left to right, and they squandered that fairly quickly with a turnover. Here's Michael Lang up the floor, little hesitation, but missed the shot. Might have expected some defense there, but he's able to get his own rebound and a second chance, and then a steal and takeaway. Luker turns it over. Jeff West back into the front court. Max Tuck, time to set, fires a three, missing off the right rim. Offensive rebound, though, for Brody Schwinn, and down low, he is fouled. 32 seconds into the third quarter with Sabetha leading by five.
That foul's going to go on Mitchell.
So Reed Mitchell picks up his second foul. And diving in, and a shot rattled out. It was missed by Evan Payne and cleared away by Reed Mitchell. Boy, pretty good look for the Tigers, but couldn't convert inside. So another missed opportunity to start this third quarter. Still 27-22. Blue Jays in the front court. Jack Frazee in the corner, driving baseline. There's a touch. And a foul going to be called against the Tigers. Their first foul here in the third quarter. That one going against Brody Schwinn, and that's going to be his third. Well, I thought we had him for three, but showing two on the board. We'll keep tabs. Michael Lang off 1 foot, fading away. Tough finish from up close. And Michael Lang gets the Blue Jays on the board here in the third quarter. He leads Sabetha with nine here in the game. 27-22, largest lead, tied for it at seven tonight for the Blue Jays. Jeff West on the attack. Hackett getting around a screen, but defended well there by Reed Mitchell. Now a post-touch inside. Now at the free throw line, it's Jason Payne. Back to Hackett. Nice little jab fake. Side step off 1 foot, missing the shot, but an offensive rebound for Jason Payne. Now Tuck. Back up top. This is Brody Schwinn. Right back to Tuck. Left side three. No, that one not there. And a rebound for Micah Lang. Couple good looks for the Tigers on that possession, but they come up empty again. Still 29-22, Sabetha by seven. Not quite 2 minutes into the third. Here's Charlie Luker. Little give and go. Luker the assist. Jack Frazee on the receiving end for a deuce down low. 31-22, Blue Jays by nine, their largest lead here tonight. Here's Schwinn. That's Brody, right side corner. Now Hackett, left wing. Gets into the lane. Another hesitation. Michael Lang rejects him at the rim. Reed Mitchell gathering. And here come the Blue Jays with Cole Minold. He'll go baseline. He'll get to the rim. He'll lay it in for two. Cole Minold with seven, and the Blue Jays an 11-point lead. Timeout, Jeff West. It is a full. We'll follow suit. 5:49 to go, third quarter. Sabetha roaring here to start this second half of action. They lead it by 11. We're back in 30 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Exciting changes are happening at Sabetha Auto Parts, your trusted, locally owned Napa Auto Parts dealer. Now, under new ownership, you'll find the same friendly staff ready to help and owners who will work hard to earn your business. And with three additional stores in their network, they can get you the parts you need the same day if they're not on the shelf. Visit Sabetha Auto Parts, 1401 Old Highway 75 in Sabetha.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5:49 to go, third quarter. Boys game tonight. Logan Bitterman alongside. Blue Jays leading Jeff West 33-22. So the Blue Jays, Logan, late second quarter had a 7-0 run. They start the second half on a 6-0 run, forcing Jeff West to call a full timeout. Blue Jays have their largest lead at 11.
Yeah, and again, I talked about it last. You look at a game like last Friday. The boys were up 15 in that one, only won that one by three. So, and we saw it in the first half where, you know, one team would get up a little bit, the other team made a stretch, you know, stretch back into it. So this game's not over by any means. We still have plenty of time.
Here's Evan Payne looking for Hackett on a cut inside, and it's ripped away with strength by Frazee. Second turnover here in the quarter by Jeff West. Right back up the floor, missing in transition. Lang, the offensive rebound through contact. He gets it up and in for two. It's now an 8-0 run here to start the third quarter for the Blue Jays. They lead it by 13 as we're about 3 minutes into this third period. Michael Lang, 11 points, 6 rebounds tonight. And Lang hustling, nearly trying to get a steal here on the near side corner and forcing a jump ball. Possession arrow back to the Blue Jays. How about those back-to-back possessions, both on offense for Lang and then right there on the defensive side?
Brandon, I'm kind of getting the impression that Michael Lang likes it when you and I call the game, and he's playing because last year, again, St. Mary's, that sub-state game, he had a phenomenal game as a sophomore. He's doing well here tonight.
Of course, that game last year at St. Mary's went to overtime, and a 10-0 run now. Right back up the floor, Jack Frazee through contact at the rim for two. 37-22 is Hackett. Drove in from the right side of the floor, got to the right block. He is fouled. Free throws coming for Reese Hackett. Finally, the Tigers can stop this run as it's right now a 10-0 burst to start the third quarter. They get the foul on Lukerts. Correction.
Actually, I believe got on Reed Mitchell.
Okay, Reed Mitchell picks up the foul, his second. First free throw missed there by Hackett, his first attempts at the line tonight. Both teams only shot two free throws in the first half.
We might have to keep an eye on that one. I actually have Mitchell down for three fouls. I got two in this quarter, one in the first.
That is what I thought. I think we had an issue with that in the girls' game as well. Nonetheless, one for two as Hackett makes the second. He's got 12 to lead the Tigers. And that stops a 10-0 run to start the second half. But right back up the floor. I'm not sure what Jeff West is doing on defense. Michael Lang could not have been more open underneath. He gets another two. He's got 13. It is 39-22.
Make it 39-23.
39-23, beg your pardon. Appreciate that. That's why we got you here, brother.
Hey, put the point up back to you.
Here's Reese Hackett in the lane, up, under, counted, and one. That's a nice move by Reese Hackett. He's got 14 and a chance for one more.
That foul's going to be on Frazee.
So the third on Frazee.
Well, we got one right at least.
All right, we got one. Josh Wartenberger getting that sub on the bench. We're about to see Holden Edelman for the first time tonight. Hackett knocks in the free throw, so he finishes off the three-point play. 15 to lead the Tigers. And actually lead all scorers here tonight, but right now his team down 39-26. Right at 4:20 to go here in this third quarter. Into the front court, Cole Mennel. Tigers on this possession going a 3-2 zone defense. Here's Edelman, as we just mentioned, check in right side. Oh boy, he lost his footing out of bounds, but it was last touched underneath by Jason Payne. And the Blue Jays keep the possession. Mennel will throw it in right side of his own backboard. They line it up and get it off to Wartenberger, who's checked back in. Lang on the right block, hounded underneath, got it back out into the corner with Wartenberger. Now Mennel from the right wing, little up, dumps it down to Edelman. Mennel, the beautiful assist, and right off the bench, Holden Edelman, his first two tonight, makes it 41-26 Blue Jays. Beautiful offense there. Cole Mennel averaging just south of three assists a game. Hackett again going to work, trying to fight for his own rebound. Couldn't secure it. Edelman pulls it in for the Blue Jays off the miss. So a quick one and done there for the Tigers. They're down 15. Michael Lang going to work, dribbling left wing, skips it to Mennel, right side of the floor. Under 3.5 minutes to go here in the third. Lang gets in the lane, awkward shot. Did he get the touch? Yes, he did. Had to gather midair and get it up with strength. He's got 15, 43-26 Blue Jays. pouring it on here in the third is Tuck driving in from the left wing, drawing a foul. He'll shoot two. Well, the Blue Jays just quality on both ends of the floor here in the third quarter. Max Tuck set to go to the line here for Jeff West. That foul on Edelman, his first. And team foul number four as we get a timeout on the floor. And it appears to be another 30. That timeout brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. So we'll keep it right here. Logan, my man, it was a 5-point Blue Jays lead. You talked about last Friday they had double-digit lead at Rossville. They let it slip away, but Blue Jays did hold on for a 3-point win. I think there was some conversation by Coach Wurtenberger in the locker room. Yeah, we may not have as big of a lead as we did on Friday, but let's not give this up. Let's come out in the third quarter, play well on both ends of the floor, and right now they look up at a 43-26 lead. That is exactly what they've done.
Yeah, they just kind of, like I said, they have moments in the games where they can just kind of flip a switch and boom. They can just come at you quickly offensively, and then they can get stopped defensively and go back the other way. Brandon, this game was a 5-point game at halftime. You look at it, it's 43-26, now 43-27. Look at what you have it on the stat sheet. Last year, Sabetha won this game 70-29. So
a little bit different. Little bit different. Out of the timeout, Max Tuck at the line for Jeff West. He knocked in the first free throw, his first point tonight, his second. Got the shooter's touch. Going 2-for-2. 43-28 is our score. It's a 15-point Blue Jays advantage here at home, approaching the final 3 minutes of the third quarter. Here's Lang, 15 points tonight. Lost it on the baseline, out into the corner with Ian Dieters. Trying to find Lang right back in the lane, knocked in the air and taken away. The Blue Jays turn it over. Jeff West trying to get it up the floor quickly. They get it into the corner, spinning. Brody Schwinn, good pass. Max Tuck, right side three, hits off the heel, and a rebound for Holden Edelman. Decent look for Tuck in the corner. Very good three-point shooter, couldn't convert that time. Here's Cole Minold on the dribble, right side, hands it off to Ian Dieters, right back to Michael Lang on the right wing. There's a cut by Dieters. They were looking for him out of bounds, and the Blue Jays turn it over on a second straight possession. Carson Wellman checking back in here for the Tigers, and also Sabetha bringing back Charlie Lukert. And also a late sub in Reed Mitchell back on the floor for Sabetha as well. 2:31 to go. Boys game in the third quarter. Sabetha 43, Jeff West 28.
And right quick, Jeff West will be in the bonus from the rest of the way. Sabetha has four fouls. So.
Jeff West only been called for one foul, so still three fouls to give in that regard as we're now south at 2.5 minutes to go in this third quarter. And the Tigers have a push in them here in the final 2+. They do not, at least right there. They turn it over. So you had Tuck going to the corner. I think Wellman thought he was going to the wing, and just simple communication for the fourth turnover here in the third quarter on Jeff West. Blue Jays controlling both sides of the floor here in this third period of action. Charlie Lukert on the dribble. Tigers are back man-to-man. Now Reed Mitchell the touch. Gets to the free throw line. Kicks it left. Wurtenberger fires. No go on a three. Chased down in the near side corner. Finally picked up by Jefferson West. Evan Payne. He launches a pass up the floor. Blocked at the rim from behind by Lukert. What a play. But Tuck gathers it to keep the possession alive. Tuck settles. Fires a three. Just barely grazed the rim short. And Wurtenberger grabs the rebound. What a defensive play there by Charlie Lukert. In transition, 43-28, minute 40 to go, Blue Jays by 15 with the possession. Speaking of Lukert, he'll fire, short on a three, right side, a rebound for Brody Schwinn. Tigers pushing the pace, bouncing it short corner left, Tuck, drawing a foul underneath, he'll shoot two. A couple of white jerseys in there, let's check the call.
That's going to be Holden Edelman, his second.
How about Holden Edelman appearing in his 10th game, giving some good minutes off the bench here in the third quarter. A couple of rebounds to go along with 2 points. Picked up that second foul. Three fresh bodies set to come in here after this free throw by Max Tuck. He knocks in the first. All three of his points here in the quarter from the free throw line. So you got Minold, Frazee, and Lang also back in here. Wurtenberger and Lukert still on the floor as well. The five for the Blue Jays here. 43-29, Sabetha. Second free throw by Tuck. That one no good. Wurtenberger, another rebound. Here's Cole Minold. Bouncing a pass to the right wing with Lang. Gets a ball screen from Frazee. Little two-man game. Looking for the cut. Frazee lost it. Pass a little bit behind him, and the Blue Jays turn it over. Here's Brody Schwinn into the front court. Transition three, left wing, hits the rim twice, falls off. Battling for it inside was Jason Payne. And we get a whistle. Did they call a tie-up or a foul?
They called a jump ball.
Okay. That possession arrow is going to keep it with Jeff West at 104 to go in the third. Blue Jays leading it by 14. Jaden Meyer just checked back in as well, taking the spot of Wurtenberger. Looking for Schwinn in the lane, hounded by three white jerseys. Getting a hand in there as Cole Middle. Bodies hit the floor, another tie-up, and that should give the possession right back to the Blue Jays. And that is the case. So five third-quarter turnovers now on Jeff West. As we are now officially under a minute to go in this third quarter, Blue Jays in the front court with Lang, leading 43-29. Here's Lang, picks up the pace, gets to the right block. There's a nice cut, fine shot, good. Charlie Lukert from Micah Lang. Lukert's doing a lot, but that's his first 2 points tonight. 45-29 Blue Jays. Now Lukert hounding Hackett on the perimeter, and they'll get Lukert with a foul here. That will put Jeff West and Reese Hackett at the line to shoot two. The fifth team foul on the Blue Jays. This was a 5-point game at the half. Blue Jays right now leading by 16. Hackett, though, in and out on the first free throw, no good. But Hackett, really the only offensive consistency tonight for the Tigers. He's got 15 on their 29 points. And his second is short. He missed them both. Rebound, Jaden Meyer. Now when you're down and trying to claw back, gotta knock down your freebies. And Hackett goes 0 for 2 there. Final 28 seconds. Sabetha can play for the final shot here in the quarter. Lang has the dribble. A little more shaded to his left on the wing. Chest pass right side off the floor as it went from Meyer. Now back near the center circle. It is Cole Middle. Blue Jays want to play for the final shot, I'm sure, here. 10 seconds to go. Lang up top. Here's Meyer, left wing. Down to 6 seconds. He'll drive baseline. Tough shot. Might have been partially blocked. He was fighting for his own rebound. Lukert gets it underneath, and he turns around and fades one in at the buzzer. Charlie Lukert doing the grunt work down low, and the Blue Jays will take a 47-29 lead going into the fourth quarter. So that's a massive run in that third quarter of action. They'll lead it by 18 as we got the fourth quarter on the other side. We're back in 60 seconds here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Life's better with American Family Insurance. Because we know in making the most of your home, DIY doesn't just stand for do it yourself. It also means dream it yourself. And we're here to help protect the dreams you're building. Save up to 23% when you bundle home and auto.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Contact Brad Noller, agent at 785-273-7502 today. That's 785-273-7502.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class. Take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. The local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5-point lead at the half for Sabetha turned into a 47-29 lead as we go to the fourth quarter. Logan and Cruz, Sabetha Channel, Brandon Megan here on KNZA. We talked about it. Big lead at the half on Friday at Rossville. Nearly let it slip away. They hold on for a 3-point win. Trying to leave no doubt here, Logan, as they had a 20-7 third quarter advantage.
Yeah, they're trying to, instead of letting it come to a close game at the end, trying to walk away with it towards the end of this one this time.
Jeff West, they still got some time here, but they got to go to work. They have the first possession. Here's Hackett, who's had the big night for them, driving in, offensive foul. Micah Lang stepping in, taking the heat. So Micah Lang doing a little bit of everything here tonight. That is another Jeff West turnover. Make it their sixth here in the second half, and giving them 12 in the game. So the Blue Jays get a stop, and now Jeff West showing a little bit of a press here in the full court. Sabetha leading at 47-29, just getting going here in the fourth quarter. Here's a nice little give and go as they break the press, diving in, foul called on Tuck, heavy with Cole Mennel to the rack. He'll shoot two. First foul on either side here in the fourth quarter. Cole Menold, 7 points tonight, 52.8% at the line this season. Blue Jays as a team.
That's actually the
53%.
Second foul.
Oh, beg your pardon. Seconds. Yep, correct. First free throw good by Cole Menold. Gives him 8 tonight, averaging 10.4 per game coming in. .48-29. I didn't even see it. Did he make that free throw?
Cole Menold made...
Nope, he missed the second. Okay. Had to look down for a second. Jeff West right back up the floor to turn it over. He shot that free throw rather quickly.
Yeah.
So Menold went 1 for 2.
We're trying to get the foul situation right.
Exactly. And then Jeff West, they turned it over twice here. Not even 40 seconds into the fourth quarter. Here's Menold into the front court. Left side, it goes to Meyer. And this is a big-time advantage for the Blue Jays, and we've talked about it throughout the course of the night when you're playing a game with no shot clock. Here's Frazee, curling, into the lane, shot, spins out, no, nearly got it to go through traffic. And here's Brody Schwinn up the floor here. Hackett, right block, losing it in the lane, gathering, forcing it up, can't get it to go, it's off the heel, still tipped around, second chance up. That one is missed, and Hackett gets another opportunity here for the Tigers. Well, they have struggled here on this possession, but they finally get a look, and Brody Schwinn able to capitalize with a right-handed floater in the paint to make it 48-31, Sabetha, at 6:40 to go in this fourth and final quarter.
That was a great pass by Hackett.
Hackett's had a few assists here tonight. Here's Jayden Meyer diving in from the left wing, receiving a pass, check time, banking it in off the window. Jayden Meyer, 2 baskets and 4 points, a 19-point Sabetha lead. It's 50-31, not quite 2 minutes into the fourth quarter. Pass tipped inside, chasing it down in the far corner. It's a steal by Frazee, and another turnover here early in the fourth quarter for the Tigers. And again, down 19, Jeff West, as we approach the final 6 minutes of this game. Here's Meyer off the screen, had it knocked away at the free throw line, but a foul against Jeff West, their third of the quarter. It is Max Tuck who picks up his second foul. Somewhat of a line change here. Wurtenberger, Mitchell, and Dieters all back into the game here for the Blue Jays. Menold still on the floor with Lang as well. Menold trying to find it. Well, that was a quick 5 count. That's going to be a turnover on the Blue Jays. Their first here of the fourth quarter. 6:04 to go in the game. It's a 19-point Blue Jays lead. Tigers really got to find a run here over the next couple of minutes. Here's Brody Schwinn. He's got 10 points, 7 rebounds here tonight. Has it picked up on the dribble, left elbow. Now Tuck, right back to Schwinn, left wing. Not using the dribble. Now Hackett between the rings, facing the basket. Guarded by Menold, working around a screen. High arcing floater off the heel in the paint. Ball still on the deck, picked up by Jeff West. Underneath it was Jason Payne. He is fouled on the putback, and he will go to the line to shoot two. Got to convert at the line here if you're Jeff West. Down 19, 5:38 to go. And Wurtenberger picks up his first foul. And the first team foul on the Blue Jays here in the fourth quarter. First free throw for Jason Payne is in there. He's got 4, 6 rebounds as well. 2 for 3 at the line tonight. Returning starter from a year ago, averaging 14 points, 8 rebounds a game coming in. But he's been rather quiet on both fronts here tonight. His second free throw good as well. He's got 5 in the game, and the lead for Sabetha 17 at 5.5 minutes to go. Here's Michael Lang in the front court. Right side, Cole Menold. Now Dieters on the right wing. Bouncing one short corner, back down into the corner. Here's Lang on a cut, little floater, soft touch over the front rim. Beautiful feed by Mitchell with the assist, and another bucket for Michael Lang. He's got 17. 19-point advantage for the Blue Jays about 3 minutes in. There's a left corner three missed by Tuck. Chasing it down is Michael Lang, and he finds Wurtenberger. You expect Sabetha to slow up the pace here. 3 minutes in, 5 to go in the fourth quarter. They lead it by 19. Blue Jays 6-2 over their last 8 games, looking for win number 11 on the year. They were looking for Wurtenberger on a back door. And last touch by Wurtenberger, out of bounds for a Blue Jays turnover. Max Tuck will come out. Jason Payne on the floor. Carson Wellman checking back in. Here's Evan Payne into the front court for Jeff West. Again, they've came into tonight with four consecutive wins. But that winning streak in danger of coming to a close unless they get something going rather quickly. 4.5 minutes to go. They're down 19. Here's Brody Schwinn, right side, inside the free throw line. Left side, three on the way. It's spun in there by Evan Payne. So a desperately needed three for Jeff West. They're within 52-36 at the 4:20 mark here in the fourth quarter. Cole Minold nearly had it taken away. Michael Lang gets underneath using a little strength, a little love, and that is too easy for Michael Lang. He's having one tonight with 19. 54-36 at the halfway point here in the fourth quarter. In Thursday, Jeff West, they go to Marysville. They turn right around Friday to host Holton. Sabetha back in action at home Friday, taking on Perry LeCompton, which would, I think, expected to be a good game in the boys' contest as well. Jeff West on the possession. It's knocked away, and it's a steal for Micah Lang. All the way, Hackett pins it off the glass, but Sabetha gets it back, and a missed shot by Dieters inside off the pass by Mitchell. Boy, that was a heck of a play defensively by Hackett. Then he gets up the floor. Schwinn, I was about to say missed that shot, but it just trickled in there for two and a quick timeout by the Tigers. 54-36, 3:29 to go in the game. It is a 30 or a full?
Full.
It is a full. Okay, thank you, Logan. That's why we have you here. We'll step aside for a quick 30. We're back after this here on KNCA.
Moral Collision Repair has been family-owned and operated since 2001. Because we work together day in and day out, we understand the importance of putting loved ones first. At Moral Collision Repair, your family's safety is our number one concern. With you and those you care about in mind, we continue to invest in the latest technology and training. Whether in collision repair, car rental, or towing, everything we do is centered around your family's safety.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
The boys trying to pick up their 11th win of the season. Playing some good ball here tonight, Logan. They lead Jefferson West 54-38, 3:29 to go in the game. Remember, this was just a 5-point lead at the half, but they have really dominated the pace both ends of the floor here in the second half.
And I'm just going to go back to it, Brandon. I still say, I think Michael Lane noticed that you were going to be here, and you and I were going to be on the call.
I don't think that's the case, but okay.
Last time we called a game together, he had a really good game with that Substate St. Mary's game where he was a sophomore last season. Him and Mitchell Kramer helping the Blue Jays get that big upset win a season ago, and he's having a night here tonight.
Remember, Sabetha last year, a game away from the state tournament, they lost that thriller to Silver Lake at Hiawatha and that Substate championship by four. So that's how close this Blue Jays team was for making a trip out to Hutch. Of course, Silver Lake ended up with a third-place finish at the state tournament. Back to the action, Wurtenberger with it. Left side, Ryder Smith, who's checked back in. Now Lang at the elbow, had it knocked away, chasing in the near side corner, spins baseline, looking for a tough pass for Smith, and that is a steal for Reese Hackett. Turnover here. Hackett going the length of the floor. He makes a nice little sidestep euro and banks it in off the window with the right hand. So 17 for Reese Hackett, and it's a 14-point lead for the Blue Jays at 2:40 to go. Both teams have fouls to give here down the stretch, looking for Lang inside, and reaching in over the top with Hackett. He'll pick up the foul, and that'll be team foul number four. So that was the last foul to give for the Tigers before the Blue Jays start getting freebies at the line.
Yeah, we saw two great games in that sub-state championship Saturday. That Perry, you kind of look on paper, you think, oh, Perry should win this game. Bishop Ward knocked him off, and then that game
that was a close game,
so that's just a four-point game.
Into the right side corner it goes. Luker nearly turned it over, but gathering on the right wing. Now Ryder Smith back in the right side corner. There's the double team looking for Lang on the wing. Ryder Smith on a cut. Backside, it's Jack Frazee. Makes a move underneath. Goes from left to right. Puts it in off the window. Jack Frazee now with 10. 56-40, 2:40 to go. Blue Jays trying to close this one out here tonight. Blue Jays hold on. It'll be a split. Jeff West girls won fairly easily in that first one tonight. Blue Jays, an impressive second half, pulling away after leading by five at the break. Here's a left corner three. It's a little bit strong by Evan Payne. A rebound corralled by Ryder Smith, and the Blue Jays up 16 with under 2 minutes to go. Work it into the front court, and they're going to get Ryder Smith with a travel call here on the right wing. Well, one thing I think Coach Wurtenberger is going to take away, as long as they hold on, the turnover numbers have been a little high for them tonight in this game. Came in averaging 15 turnovers. I think a little bit over that number here tonight. Here's Hackett. Stets, right wing three. That one off the left rim. Offensive rebound. That one no good. Missed by Jason Payne. And then finally, Micah Lang secures that second miss for the Blue Jays. 90 seconds to go. Blue Jays by 16 with the ball.
You're getting good at the stats, Dan. You said it was a little over 15. They're at 16 right now.
I am an incredible athlete. Give me a uniform and put me on the floor.
I have to give Brandon player to get.
Attaboy. I don't know if that's going to go well back at the office. I'll give myself honorable mention. How about that? Blue Jays right underneath. Too easy for Jack Frazee. That might be the exclamation point with a minute five to go. It is 58-40. Frazee back-to-back buckets. He's got 12 here tonight. Here's Hackett. Behind the back dribble on Wurtenberger driving in. Going to get a foul on the floor. Should be on a Wurtenberger on the drive. That is the case. We will see a sub in. Jacoby Jackman into the game here for the Blue Jays. 5'9 senior. Impressive second half here for the Blue Jay boys here tonight. Thrown out near midcourt. Chasing it down is Brody Schwinn. Brody Schwinn gets around Luker. Dumps it down to Hackett. Little up, little under. There's the foul. And Hackett back to the line to shoot two. 51 seconds to go. Blue Jays with an 18-point lead. Fourth foul on Jack Frazee. Team foul number three on the Blue Jays. Hackett at the line. And he spins in the first. Hackett's had a nice night. 18 points to lead Jeff West. This next free throw attempt will be his seventh here in the second half. And that one in and out, no good. A rebound for Kyson Wurtenberger. Final 47 seconds here, 58-41, the Sabetha lead. Now they could run it out. Again, no shot clock here. Smith doubled in the left corner, bouncing it back high left. As Charlie Luker works around a double team, getting bumped around like a pinball, no whistle, trying to skip a pass far side to Wurtenberger, who gathers, dribbles baseline. Here's a cutting Luker, kind of leaning right, missing the shot. Ball being tipped around, and right there, right place, right time, Wurtenberger for two. He has got seven, final 18 seconds, 19-point lead for the Blue Jays. A 5-point lead for Sabetha at the half. They open up the second half on a 10-0 run, and they have not looked back as the final few seconds are going to rattle off. Tuck is going to get a long two up there, and then spun in at the buzzer is Jason Payne. But it does not matter as the Blue Jay boys victorious here tonight. In fairly dominant fashion here in the second half, they win it by 17. Our final score in the boys' game tonight, Sabetha 60 and Jefferson West 43. We'll wrap things up when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hey, this is Chris Seymour, owner-agent at Be Outdoors Real Estate. Stick around after the break for the Be Outdoors Real Estate post-game show on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You deserve value beyond what you pay today. Qualifying commercial accounts at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha can now lock in rates for 3 years. That's right, the rate you pay today will be the same for 3 years. It's called rate lock, and it's another added value at Kansas Insurance in Sabetha. Keep your mind on your business and stop thinking about rate changes. Call Roy Fry, 785-284-7611 to see if you qualify and to learn more. That number again, 785-284-7611.
Life, it doesn't slow down, and neither should your health care. At Community Healthcare System, our family medicine providers care for every generation, from kids' checkups to adult wellness, and everything in between. Same-day appointments, preventative care, and providers who know you by name. When it comes to your family's health, stay close to home at one of our six locations. Visit us online at chcsks.org for more information. Community Healthcare System. To enrich the health and lives of the people we serve.
When your vehicle, truck, or trailer has a problem, there's only one place that will fix it right and fast, and that's Floyd's Truck Repair. With their experienced staff along with their parts and equipment, they can fix any problem and get you back on the road in a jiffy. That's Floyd's Truck Repair at the junction of Highway 75 and 36 south of Sabetha.
This is Julian Robbins with Morton Building serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Every new year, we're surrounded by weight loss promises, fad diets, miracle shakes, and quick fixes that rarely last. At Holton Community Hospital, we believe obesity is a disease and it deserves real medical care. Our weight management program treats the root causes of obesity, genetic, environmental, and behavioral. No gimmicks, just personalized, medically guided care. Visit HoltonHospital.com/weightlossmanagement. Holton Community Hospital. Personalized care. Hometown heart.
Are you looking for an exciting career with great potential for growth and excellent benefits? Look no further than Alfea in Bern, Kansas and Pawnee City, Nebraska, the fastest growing premium pet food manufacturer. Enjoy working only 15 days a month with night shifts receiving $3 an hour shift differential. Take advantage of their full range of benefits including health, dental, vision, life, and short-term disability insurance and an 8% 401k match. Visit the website alfea.com to learn more about the exciting opportunities currently available and come grow with Alfea.
As your hometown bank, Citizens State Bank and Trust looks forward to helping you through the many stages of life, from your first checking account to your retirement account. We've helped generations of families buy their first home, finance their vehicles, and plan for the future. Let us put our experience to work for you and your family. Call today for an appointment. Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Thinking about selling your land? Want to know what it's worth? At The Outdoors Real Estate, our local agents live in your community. Whether it's a farm, hunting ground, or homes on acreage, we know how to market your property to qualified buyers who are actively searching in your area. Give me a call today, Chris Seymour, 913-669-7649. That's 913-669-7649. The Outdoors, real estate made simple.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Back here to wrap things up on KNZA and the Sabetha Channel. Appreciate Logan and crew on that side of it. Megan, our KNZA producer, Brandon Tedman with you. So it's a Big East League split here tonight. Logan, Jeff West girls in game number one, taking care of business 62-39. Sabetha boys, a five-point halftime lead. They scored the first 10 points of the third quarter, outscored the Tigers by 12 in the second half. They left no doubt, winning it 60-43.
Yeah, we looked at it. We talked about it going in. Should be a really great game. Looked like it was going to be a really good game. I mean, after the end of the first quarter, it was a one-point score. At halftime, it was just 5 points. And then Sabetha just kind of said, we're just going to go ahead and just win this one. You know, we're just going to not even let this be a game.
They didn't want to repeat of Friday when they let a double-digit halftime lead nearly slip away at Rossville, ultimately winning it by three. But, yeah, they came out and scored the first 10 points. And like I said, both sides of the ball really changing the pace, forcing 9 second-half turnovers. And Jeff West, again, just a little bit light. Outside of Reese Hackett, just not a lot of offense for them here tonight.
Yeah, it just didn't really seem like they could get really anything going, especially after that first quarter. It just kind of seemed they hit a lull. Like, they just kind of maybe got out of sync, got a little bit of a rhythm offensively, and just kind of, we saw it in the girls' game with Jeff West, a lot of one-and-dones at the very beginning of the game, and then they kind of slowed things down, and they said, hey, we don't need a rush. We don't have a shot clock. We can take our time, and they started getting a rhythm going. For Jeff West, on the other hand, the beginning of the game, it seemed like they were doing really well, and then it kind of seemed like they started rushing a little bit. And then they started getting some one-and-dones on the boys' side of things, and they just never able to get that rhythm back that they had in the first quarter, and Sabetha just walks away with it.
Get our post-game coverage brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Let's go through the final numbers here in the boys' game tonight. Blue Jays winning it by 17. So they improved to 11-7, now 6-3 in the league. We talked about the importance of the win tonight for either side in terms of the sub-state and how that shaped up. So it is 11-7 now for the Sabetha boys. And Jeff West falls to 11-7. So they have identical records, but the tiebreaker right now in favor of the Blue Jays. And the Tigers also, their four-game winning streak snapped in this 17-point loss here tonight. How about 19 points and 8 rebounds from Micah Lang to lead the way for the Blue Jays? They got 12 points from Jack Frazee. They got 7 and 7 rebounds off the bench from Kyson Wurtenberger. Cole Minold had 8 points tonight. 4 apiece from Charlie Lukerts. Reed Mitchell, also 6 rebounds, and then 4 points for Jayton Meyer off the bench as well. Blue Jays unofficial, 16 turnovers, 30 rebounds. They were 3 of 4 at the line, and they knocked down 3 threes. For Jeff West in the loss, 18 points for Reese Hackett. He led the way. He had a couple of rebounds. He was 3 of 7 at the line all in the second half. 12 points, 7 rebounds for Brody Schwinn. Outside of that, just not much. Jason Payne, 7 points, 8 rebounds, and then 3 points apiece from Evan Payne and Max Tuck. Unofficial for Jeff West. 15 turnovers, 26 rebounds. They were 9 of 15 at the line, beg your pardon. They knocked down 2 shots from the outside as well. All right, Logan, it's on you this time. Player of the game, and it can't be me. It cannot be me. Player of the game, brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
Well, I think it was easily going to be you.
Thank you.
Whatever.
My math.
I'm totally kidding, by the way.
Yeah, of course. if anybody on the other end is serious.
I think it's got to go to Michael Lane.
I mean, we
just talked about it. You know, we did that game against St. Mary's last year in Substate. Mitchell Kramer had a really good game, but Michael Lane came out as a sophomore and just kind of made a stamp on the Blue Jays varsity side of things. And then, you know, again, here tonight, didn't score in the first quarter.
Did not.
Had 7 points in the second quarter. He had 15 after 3 and finishes with 19 points. I mean, he just kind of went off, you know, especially in the second half. And he helps propel Sabetha to the win, helps him get the head-to-head win over Jeff West, which will help in Substate. So I think it's got to go to him.
Yeah, big night. Michael Lang, again, leading scorer and rebounder for the Blue Jays coming in, exits the same way in this game tonight. 19 points, 8 rebounds. Michael Lang in a 17-point Blue Jay win. Player of the game brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha.
You were a close second, though.
Okay. Well, I told myself I was at least going to give the honorable mention nod with my great math skills on the fly throughout the course of that game. But
you didn't get it for the girls' game, but you got it for the guys.
Okay, fair enough. Well, it's a split tonight. Appreciate everyone, man. It's always fun, Logan, being a part of the Sabetha Channel. Appreciate everyone helping out outside of Logan for that on the video side. Megan Sturton, Brandon Tadman. Here on KNZA, it's a Big East League split here tonight. Jeff West girls getting it done in game one, 62-39. Sabetha boys in the nightcap take care of the Tigers, 60-43. Up next for both teams, Jeff West. They still got 2 games this week. They go to Marysville Thursday, back at home Friday, taking on Holton and what will be their final league game of the season. Sabetha right back to it on Friday here at home. Big East League contest against Perry LeCompton. Again, for Logan, everybody part of the crew, Sabetha Channel side of it, Megan on KNCA, Brandon Tamman, thanking you for listening to our broadcast tonight. We'll talk to you Friday night for more high school hoops here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
This has been high school basketball on Kansaland Radio, recognized by the Kansas Association of Broadcasters for excellence in sports programming.
Here's your Kansaland.